being back and, you know, playing in your old stomping grounds?
Yeah, I was actually a little nervous before the game, but it was pretty cool driving in. I mean, it feels like home here for me, you know, even more so than Carson, probably. It was awesome. I love this environment. I love this stadium. The pitch is perfect. Fans were great, cheering for the wrong squad, but it is a really cool environment tonight. Good weather, too. Felt like I could run all day.
Yeah, I know. You finished your first game for over a month
ago. Well, yeah, I didn't get all 90, but I could have. That's the good news.
What's the team have to do now getting ready for the playoffs, clinching the top spot tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously not winning was disappointing, and you can tell that we just have to sharpen up. I think it didn't necessarily help us that we had about 14 days off or so from our last game. We just weren't as sharp as we could have been. I thought the second half we picked it up with our movement and the crispness of our touches and created a few more opportunities. I should have had a few, actually, in the first half. But, you know, just kind of those final things where you are finishing those chances that we have, where we're thinking three steps ahead, you know. Just continuing to get our chemistry clicking on probably all cylinders for all 90 minutes as opposed to glimpses.
Yeah, tell me, in that first half, you got a couple, right?
Yeah,
right,
shanked them.
They both sailed.
Yeah, they both went to the right of the goal. I mean, that's my mistake. I should hit it across the goal, you know. If I'm not scoring, it's a cross for someone else. I think I probably just took my eye off the ball on both of them. I was probably a little overamped, a little overexcited, and just, you know, took too big of a swing at it in both occasions. You think I would have learned after the first one?